If you only read the front sections of your newspapers, you've been missing one of the most startling political transformations of 1991, the emancipation of Blondie. After decades of being a housewife, she's decided to go out and get a job. Commentator Maureen Corrigan hasn't been this excited about a comic strip since the Flintstones ran their Name the Baby contest for Baby Pebbles.
How ironic. Just when they've stopped singing the Internationale in Moldavia, Latvia, and the rest of those breakaway republics, Blondie has embraced its liberating message in her comic strip. Arise, ye prisoners of starvation! Arise, ye wretched of the earth! For justice thunders condemnation, a better world's at birth. The women's movement has finally reached Blondie's corner of Toontown. I knew that one day Blondie's consciousness would be raised, but it was hard for her to find role models. It's true, some of her pioneering comic strip sisters, Kathy, Winnie Winkle, Lois of High and Lois, have pursued autonomous careers. But Blondie hung out with that older married crowd, Mrs. Snuffy Smith, Mrs. Andy Capp, Mrs. Hagar the Horrible. They're all stuck in a pre-feminist age. And the rest of the women in Toontown are either real witches like Broomhilda, martyrs like Mary Worth, or Miss America wannabes like Miss Buxley in Beetle Bailey. What a reactionary crew. Over the decades, Blondie's resentment of her second-class status surfaced in indirect ways. Remember how she always invited that irritating kid Elmo into the house whenever Dagwood was napping or soaking in the tub? Something had to change. Their marriage was about to snap. But two Sundays ago, when Blondie announced that she was updating their gender roles, what did Dagwood say? The wife of Dagwood Bumstead will never work. He's so transparent. He masks his chauvinism under the veneer of chivalry. If Dagwood wants to be such a shining knight, why doesn't he move into Prince Valiant's boring old strip? Fortunately, Blondie wasn't cowed. She's starting a catering business with her newly liberated friend Tootsie. This past Sunday, Dagwood even encouraged the idea once Blondie told him that she projected a first-year income of over $20,000. But if Blondie really wants to be the next Martha Stewart, she's going to have to make some major image changes. No more boo-hooing. Women who cry in the workplace never break through the glass ceiling. And those blonde ringlets and powder blue frocks will have to go. According to the October issue of Working Women, pantsuits are a must for professional women. Blondie would look stunning in that double-breasted suit by Donna Karan. It's $1,950, but as Blondie will find out, working women have to work just so they can afford the right clothes to work in. There'll have to be some shakeups on the home front, too. Dagwood needs to assume more responsibility for parenting his teenagers, Cookie and Alexander. He's also going to have to do his share of cleaning and preparing meals. Well, he's always been good at making those sandwiches. Somehow, though, I can't see Dagwood scrubbing the tub in his George Will bow ties. In Arlie Hochschild's groundbreaking book, The Second Shift, she discovered that middle-class men like Dagwood were more reluctant than their working-class counterparts to shoulder the burden of housework. Dagwood will probably hire Hazel part-time and evade the issue. It looks like the Bumstead homestead will be a bit low on laughs in the future. But on the bright side, Blondie's long-belated entry into the workforce is the most progressive piece of news about a women's issue that I've found in the comic strips or any other part of the paper lately.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.